You're listening to the Biggest Variety in the North. I'm Kevin here with another interview as part of the NWT Tourism Staycation Summer, highlighting great local businesses around the NWT, which are offering great things to make your summer that much more enjoyable. You're listening to the Biggest Variety in the North. Kevin here, joined by Brian of Nemushka Lodge. How's it going, Brian?
Good. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. For people that don't know, what is Nemushka Lodge?
Nemushka Lodge, it's a family-owned local fly-in fishing lodge. We're located about 30 air miles from Yellowknife, and it's about a 20-minute floatplane ride to get out there.
You said it's family-owned, so like, how did you get involved in it?
Back in the early 80s, my parents, as well as about six other local families, purchased the lodge, and then over the years, everybody else kind of moved away from Yellowknife, and we had the opportunity to buy it outright. So it was probably around 2006, I believe, that we ended up buying it outright, and since then it's been just the family.
Awesome. So what are some of the services that you guys offer?
A lot of our guests typically do the self-catering, which is they bring their own food and drinks, and essentially they set their own schedule. They get up when they want to, they eat when they want to, they fish as long as they want to. This past year, I also kind of got together with Copper House to give the people that don't want to cook their own meals the options of pre-made meals that they can pre-order through us. And have them brought out to the lodge, and they can just throw them in the oven or on the barbecue or whatever, and have pre-made meals for themselves. Since the lodge tragically burnt down in 2016, so in the last few years, we've been really busy rebuilding the place, and so this year we are officially open and very proud of what we've accomplished, and we've had a really good reception from people of the new place.
Well, now that you guys are reopening back, what are some of the things that you're excited for people to see about the lodge and how it looks?
Well, first and foremost is the main lodge. We're extremely proud of how that worked out, and the lay of everything, how everything flows, the nice huge windows that overlook the lake. Another big feature that everybody really loves is that every room has its own private toilet, sink, shower, all flush. They're not packdos, they're not outhouses. We're extremely proud and happy about that, and that's one of the biggest things that, you know, families really love, to have their own private bathrooms. Mm-hmm. And it actually has worked out really well with the kind of change of times that we've had to do this summer with the whole COVID pandemic. Yep. It really allows the people to have their individual space, not shared facilities, you know, that helps out.
What are some of the staycation deals that you guys have going on this summer?
So right now we're offering 10% off all listed prices for this summer to encourage the local staycation. We also... kids 14 and under are half price, and 2 and under are free. So those are kind of some of the deals that we've given out there. And to be honest, we've had really good reception from the people. We've actually, the June or July and August, we've actually never been busier.
What's something that you would suggest that a first-timer going there would do?
Really, soak it up and relax. You know, we've got a nice brand-new pontoon boat out there, the hot tub deck. It's really a place that you can just go and get away from it all. You know, you can go out on the boats and get yourself, you know, a short lunch. Fish, trout, pike, whitefish, and we've got another little lake that we've got boats on for pickerel. Really, it's just it's getting out there and relaxing with friends and family, and that's really what we're all about.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really important thing to offer during these times, because I think a lot of people over the last few months feel kind of cooped up inside their own homes. They don't feel like they can go anywhere. And obviously, they maybe can't really travel outside of the territory. So it's really nice to have a place like this inside the territory that you can kind of escape to and really, just like you said, relax.
Yeah. No, we're extremely happy with this year, and our guests have been overwhelmed by the new facilities, and to be honest, just to have it's been a long 4 years of rebuilding, and my parents, Joe and Elise, are primarily the hosts out there for people, and for them to get back to having guests out there was something very special for them.
Awesome. And your website talks about eco adventures. What can you tell me about that?
Really, we've got canoes out there and just getting out on the boat, seeing land, doing some hiking. As I mentioned before, we had a very bad forest fire out there in 2016. And really, it's really interesting to walk around and go for a hike and see the old burn and how the trees are developing and really the rebirth of the growth of the land after the fire. Really like a fresh start. And that's kind of what we talk about.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for this interview, Brian.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Stay tuned to the Biggest Variety in the North to hear more from great local business owners as part of the NWT Tourism Staycation Summer. If you want to hear more interviews as part of the summer staycation, head over to our website, myyellowknifenow.com, to hear more from local businesses.